Huhanna Linden is kindly joining us. Obviously, she's in the north, as many others are, for tomorrow's get-together at Waitangi. And this time around, she's there in her capacity as a Green Party MP. But she has had a long involvement with issues in the north, particularly in and around Ngāti Hine and also around Whangarei. And today, I wanted to have a kōrero with Huhanna, because the government's begun working on stopping new designations of significant natural areas on private farmland. The SNAs were brought in under the Resource Management Act back in 1991 and involved the identification and protection of habitats of Indigenous biodiversity. It's an important kaupapa for our whānau, and I'm pleased to have Huhanna share some thoughts about SNAs, and perhaps we might start off, Tuhine, with why you think they've been so contentious. Thanks once again for joining us on the program, Huhanna. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, te matua, tēnā koutou katoa.
So why has it been so contentious, SNAs?
So SNAs, or Significant Natural Areas, are a part of the National Policy Statement on Indigenous Biodiversity. And if you may recall, a few years back, we had a massive hīkoi in Kaikohe, where whānau, hapū, iwi, whenua Māori landowners had an allergic reaction to SNAs on our whenua by Far North District Council. So we marched as peoples of the north on Far North District Council to say ka hore. Now, SNAs are to be identified by councils. That's what Far North District Council was doing. But unfortunately, there was no engagement with us. Now, as a part of the National Policy Statement on Indigenous Biodiversity, the SNAs on whenua Māori, the Associate Minister at the time was James Shaw, and he saw and heard and felt the roar of the people of the north around SNAs, because, you know, as Tiwi Māori, we live on remnant parcels of land. Our land has been lost through raupatu and acts of the Crown over many generations. And so we're on these small parcels of land, and then we go and get this Ture Pākehā that tells us that anywhere there's a bit of bush or even scrub, and they identify that it's an SNA, a significant natural area, we can't whakamahi that whenua. And whakamahi means to clear it, maybe put some houses on, however we want to. That's our mana whakahaere undermined on the whenua. So when that came up, and SNAs were being identified on our whenua without us by Far North District Council, our people roared in hīkoi and protest. And James Shaw, as the Minister of the time, said, "Taiho, wait a minute. Oops, oh, my bad." And so for a couple of years there, went into a process of redrafting and listening to Tiwi Māori. Iwi Chairs got involved, Pōtaiao. We were all submitting and giving feedback around how to make it workable, because we know we do need to protect these areas of significance, but for whenua Māori, different. And we also might remember the groundswell movement, which was the farmers who opposed SNAs on their farmland, because that would restrict their ability to whakamahi their whenua, you know, build structures, clear it for pasture, whatever they're going to do. That's a different argument to us as Tiwi Māori. We are very te tiriti, there's clear breaches, and we're trying to use our whenua according to our own tikanga. Now, pull back to last year, we had James Shaw, Associate Minister for the Environment, come north, and he came to present the redrafting of the National Policy Statement on Indigenous Biodiversity. And he came to the north because of the way with which we stood and we opposed what they were doing. And so I mihi to him, because he was brave, came to Kaitaia and Whangarei, and stood in front of our people for hours, and he was the facilitator of the hui. And he stood, he listened, he talked, and he spoke to the changes made. And there was cautious optimism, because it enabled us as Tiwi Māori in these changes, the revisions, to be able to develop basically taonga plans, biodiversity plans, for our whenua, so that we can determine the areas that we might want to rahui and then the areas that we're going to whakamahi. It also provided the opportunity for these plans to then be lodged in council and very clearly marked out how we're going to utilise our whenua. Further, there was going to be work on biodiversity credits, whereby those of us who do charity these taonga and these landscapes and have the ability then to potentially have some income from that, similar to what we have in the ETS. So these are biodiversity credits. There were many facets of opportunity for Te Wee Māori in that space, and there had been years of work for us to help improve it. Those laws went through alongside the new RMA called the Natural Built Environment and Spatial Planning Bills in about May last year, and so they were adopted. So they went alongside together. And the National Policy Statement on Indigenous Biodiversity was there to look after our Indigenous forest, our whenua that has those taonga species and natural biodiversity. And then the RMA new version, ramped up new version, had that alongside to ensure that those protections were there, as well as the space for hapu and iwi to determine how we utilise our whenua. Moving forward past the election, we have a coalition government, and we have a government that has a coalition agreement with the ACT Party that will seek to undo all of the RMA. As we saw last year in urgency, we sat for long hours and they repealed the Natural Built Environment Act and spatial planning. And further, now we have the National Policy Statement on Indigenous Biodiversity and also freshwater changes to come. So that's my short version, Matua, of the history of it, but also where we are today in February 2024.
Yeah, it's amazing. You almost have to have a university degree to unravel a lot of that, but I'm pleased that you've got your eyes on this. A lot of the terminology in the parliamentary process can cloud the waters for most of our people, I'd suggest. Do you have any predictions then on how the new coalition government is going to deal with the outstanding natural landscapes, the new ONLs, at sites of areas of significance to Māori? And I have to comment on what we see as double standards here. The farming community, big lobby groups, plenty of political power when they flex it. And, of course, no, we don't want SNAs on our land, but it's okay to put them on Māori land. That's galling enough. What about these sites and areas of significance to Māori and ONLs? What can you share about them?
So what we know thus far is that stage one of the repeals has started on the new version of the RMA. That happened last year before Christmas under urgency. So they stopped the natural built environments and spatial planning legislation, so that's done. So we've gone back to the old RMA, which for Te Wee Māori has not been a good experience. And we're back there again, whānau. But with the potential then looking at the policy statements that come through that, which is around freshwater, outstanding natural landscapes, and then SNAs on whenua Māori, the timeframes haven't been shared yet in terms of what's going to happen in that space, but we know that for the SNA space, that the government had said post-election through their coalition agreement that no further work was to take place on implementing that national policy statement. For fresh water, I believe that the changes are occurring, but at a different rate. And so we've got a lot of consultation happening right now in local government, like Northland Regional Council's consulting on the fresh water plan. Those are still to proceed ahead, but changes have come. And for outstanding natural landscapes, they will be a part of the repeals as well. So I just think it's a momo of the effort, both from Te Wee Māori, from community technicians in the sector, who all bought into many years of development of the new RMA, which is Natural Built Environment Spatial Planning, it's called. That was 5 years of work, all down the drain. And then we have these national policy statements that we did a lot of heavy lifting in, freshwater, outstanding natural landscapes, and SNAs, by which, you know, we all agree we need to charki our taiao. We all agree why Māori is a taonga and we need to be protecting it at every level. And then we get these mechanisms in place of which, you know, they're agreeable for what they are, but it's not rangatiratanga, you know, very clear on that. This is kāwanatanga space. And now it's unbundled. And I mihi to the many hands that helped contribute to the drafting of these bills and policies, but it's all for nothing. And, you know, that's one of the things as Tiwi Māori, what are we going to do about it? And so, you know, I know National Iwi Chairs is meeting today with the government in Kirikiri, and I hope that they have some strong words on the environmental impact that the repeals that they are bringing forth in the tai-o space are going to have severe impact for Tiwi Māori, but Aotearoa whānui.